opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Do we live in the Planet of the Apes? Are we reliving the movie of the Planet of the Apes? I don't know. Sure looks like it.
Get your sticking paws off me, you dirty ape! Get your sticking paws off me, you dirty ape!
Well, that's what that four-year-old boy must have been saying when he fell into the gorilla pit at the Cincinnati Zoo last week. And the video went viral and made national news and started a firestorm of controversy over how these zookeepers could kill the ape and then save the child's life. So we've been talking about it all week long. And what I want to do is spend a little bit of time discussing this. I think that, it brings out some interesting worldview considerations as it relates to the value and dignity, sanctity of human life, among other things. But before we do, let me play the one of the news clips here regarding the four-year-old boy that fell into the gorilla exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Visitors here at the zoo are wondering just how this could have happened. Zoo officials say a four-year-old boy went under a rail, through protective wiring, and then over a moat wall, dropping 15 feet into the water below. Zoo officials say the situation was so urgent that they had to act quickly. They took the gorilla's life, killing him, they say, in order to save that little boy. They say that they had no option. They said any use of tranquilizers just would have taken too long. That little boy was in the moat for about 10 minutes. The gorilla tossed the boy and at times stared at the boy. That was until the dangerous animal response team took action and killed the gorilla. The little boy was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He's actually home from the hospital now. But here at the zoo, there's a mix of emotions. People are sad, they're angry, and they're confused about how this could happen. In fact, there's a growing memorial inside the zoo itself with flowers around a statue of a gorilla just outside the Gorilla World exhibit. And we even saw some people out here today saying justice for Harambe. They had signs. But again, zoo officials saying killing that gorilla was the only option.
So I asked the question again, are we living in the Planet of the Apes?
Get your sticking paws off me, you dirty ape!
You know, this story is really, really interesting. Obviously, on the surface of it, we're glad the child's life was spared. No question about that. And we're, I guess, sad that the gorilla was killed. Although, think about this. You know, animals die in the wild all the time with predators and gorillas in Africa and other places are dying probably at this moment at the hands or the jaws of a predator, and no one seems to care. But when it's a hunter, when it's a human that kills this endangered species, this ape, a Western lowland gorilla, then it sparks outrage because he's endangered. And really, folks, we're going to talk about this in the context of worldview, but the reaction from people is really, really interesting. In my view, shows the cultural rot that we're seeing in America. First of all, after this all happened, there wasn't a whole lot of relief on, you know, it was like, oh, good, the child was spared. No, most of the attention has been spent on this gorilla, this endangered lowland gorilla who is killed. And since this happened, there has been a petition that's circulating on Facebook that is called Justice for Harambe. Justice for Harambe. And right now has 300,000 signatures. And they're calling that for the mother of the child, the four-year-old that fell into the gorilla exhibit, to be held accountable, to be prosecuted for child endangerment. That's the first reaction. There's this petition. The second thing is that the mother has been harassed on Facebook and elsewhere as being a bad parent, that she allowed her child to go into this exhibit. You know, I don't know anybody here, if you have children and you've ever been to a zoo, and if you have more than one or two, it's hard to keep track of every one of them. And what I also understand is that the child said something earlier like, hey, I'd like to go into that exhibit or something like that. So, you know, I think it could happen to anybody. But so there's this outcry that this woman is a bad parent, that she should be held accountable. And because of that, she had to take down her Facebook page. She had to delete it because of all the hate she was getting and harassment. There's a Facebook group called Justice for Harambe. I just looked at it online, and they're calling for protests at the Cincinnati Zoo. So, vigils, if you will. I don't know if they're candlelight prayer vigils or what. But there's 100,000 likes on this Facebook page, and they're selling T-shirts now. So, really good, really interesting insight into the worldview of what we believe as Americans in this postmodern era of confusion. First of all, on the surface of it, I think we can all understand that parents make mistakes. It happens, okay? I don't believe this woman's going to be prosecuted, nor should she. But the worldview implications are pretty obvious for those who follow Jesus Christ. And that is, first of all, this is the result, the culmination of decades of evolutionary teaching that's been shoved down the throats of our young people for over a generation now. Almost two generations of evolutionism being taught in our public schools, because now we consider apes as our closest ancestors, right? So they're almost like they're human to us. And so they should be treated like they're human, humanely. So the fact that there's outrage about the death of this ape is due to nothing other than evolution teaching. The other thing is that the mainstreaming of animal rights activism is bearing fruit right now. I mean, this has become kind of commonplace in our media to view animals on an equal level as human beings. Guys like Peter Singer, who is one of the chairs of the bioethics committee at Princeton University, has written books, others writing books about how we should extend personhood rights to non-human animals. This is becoming more mainstream. That thinking is becoming more understood, and more people believe it than ever before. There was an article in the Washington Post in which the title was called Shooting an Endangered Animal is Worse Than Murder. Now, when you know that the Washington Post, of course, was just a liberal rag, but the national newspaper is basically saying that the shooting of this endangered species, this lowland ape, gorilla, is worse than murder. It's not murder. It's worse than murder. You know, we've reached a new place in America. First of all, we're calling the killing of an ape murder. And historically, of course, we only reserve the term murder for killing human beings. That's what murder means, right? But not now. We're calling the killing of this ape, this gorilla, this lowland gorilla, murder. In fact, we're saying it's worse than murder. And it's worse than murder, according to the Washington Post, because they're a valued, endangered animal. And see that in some ways, that elevates them above human beings to many people. I often wonder, the people that believe this, would they think it would have been better for the sharpshooters at the zoo to shoot the boy? Would that have been better? To spare this animal, this tragic situation? What would they have preferred? Well, G.K. Chesterton said it best when he said this: wherever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. G.K. Chesterton once said, wherever there's animal worship, there is human sacrifice. And folks, we worship animals in America. That's why I said we're becoming the planet of the apes. We're becoming the planet of the apes.
Take your sticking paws off me, you dirty ape.
Because we value animals more than we do human beings. And Chesterton said, wherever there's animal worship, there is human sacrifice. Here's the thing. This woman is being called a bad parent. She's being harassed. She's had death threats. They're protesting at the zoo. There's a petition to get her charged with endangering a child. But what if this woman would have gone and had an abortion that day? You know, if she would have killed her baby by abortion, these same people would be calling her a hero. They would be patting her on her back and say, you know what, good for you, good for you. But because she maybe looked away and was a little bit negligent with her child at a zoo, and he ended up climbing into the animal, this ape pit, now she's a bad parent. She's a bad parent. See, when animals kill animals, we're good with that. But when humans kill animals, that's like the worst crime that can be perpetrated in America nowadays, according to the Washington Post. It's an amazing world we live in now, folks. This is what your children are growing up with. Putting animals on the even par with human beings. That's what's happening. That's what's led to abortion killing. And until we return back to our foundational roots of Christianity, believing that all men are created equal and that they're different from animals, distinct and set apart by God, we're not going to reverse this kind of thinking anytime soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Voice of Resistance on The Mark Harrington Show.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net. Or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 4230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
We're gonna fight the powers that be, and we gotta fight against evolutionary teaching, evolutionism, which came out this week with this the killing of this endangered gorilla in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Zoo. You know, it makes me wonder, what if the child would have been endangered by a boa constrictor? Would anyone have cared if somebody? If the zoo sharpshooters would have come out and killed the boa constrictor, I doubt it. You know why? Because we have bought in, even Christians, we have bought in to this idea that gorillas, apes, chimps are our closest ancestors. You know why? They look like us. They kind of act like us. They, you know, they got hands and feet and, you know, some of that. They kind of, you know, they can walk upright, you know. They resemble us in some way, and somehow we've kind of bought into this idea. I even find Christians who are feeling sympathy for this gorilla. Now, listen, he is a creation of God, and we are given dominion over the earth. We're supposed to take care of animals, and personally, I don't really like the treatment of animals in zoos, many of them, to be honest with you, but it certainly doesn't rise to the level of killing a human being or mistreating them. But I find Christians struggling with this. And really defend or coming against the zoo for what they did because this ape was killed. I don't know. I think we really need to re-examine how much our worldview has been influenced. As Christians, our worldview has been influenced by the mainstream media when it comes to animal rights and evolution and our school systems, whether it be public schools or even in our colleges. Because we don't think like Christians. We don't think biblically. If we did, we would not in any way feel necessarily very sorry about this ape being killed at the Cincinnati Zoo to preserve the life of this young four-year-old boy. Anyway, moving on. This week coming up, that is beginning the 6th of June, we are beginning our justice ride. Our justice ride. And this time, we're not traveling to Washington, D.C. or Florida or going to Mississippi or following the Freedom Ride, the path of the Freedom Riders. The justice ride will be taking place in Central Ohio primarily and also in Cleveland, Ohio. And so for those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, next week, you're going to be seeing us out across the city in Columbus. Now, if you don't understand what a justice ride, what it is that we gather dozens of young people together who are already pro-life activists in their own right that want to do something bigger than themselves, want to come together for a week of ministry to impact the issue of abortion, but primarily to speak and reach out to those who disagree with us on this subject in order to bring to them the Christian worldview teaching on abortion. That is that we believe that, as I was just saying in the last segment over this controversy with this ape being killed, that we're made in the image of God. Therefore, we derive our human dignity from that foundation. And that's what we do when we go out and speak on this. So we gather these young people together. We put them in vans and buses. And we take them out and we train them on the job to be able to debate with people that disagree with them on abortion. We do that at the overpasses. You're going to see us at 315 and 71 and on 270. We do that around the Ohio State House and the public sidewalks there at Broad and High and State. And State Street and others around there. And we'll be there throughout the week. We'll also be at the two remaining abortion centers in the city, one being Planned Parenthood, the second being the Founders Abortion Mill on Broad Street. So we'll be out doing our outreach there to save preborn children, to rescue them and their mothers, their parents, from abortion killing. We'll also be going up to Cleveland, where we'll be doing an outreach at the public square. So folks, as you see us around the city, just remember, hey, that's Mark Harrington's group. That's Created Equal. Go to our Facebook page and be able to find us every day of the week. We'll be out across the city of Columbus. And then on, I think it's Thursday, we'll be up to Cleveland, Ohio. The goal of this, folks, is twofold. That is, we are called to rescue those being led away to death. That's what we are called to do. And we know that children are dying in the abortion centers, and the worldview that propels abortion is prevalent all across America, and especially the place to reach them, reach people that believe this, are on the streets of our cities. So that's what we do. We don't believe that just teaching people right doctrine in a church and being safe and protected in the four walls of your stained glass fortress is the way to go about changing culture. We believe that you do it on the job. You do it out in front of people. We give people the tools, the young people, the tools they need to go out and make a winsome, cogent argument to defend preborn children. But we believe that the way you best impact culture is by getting out and in the culture, actually. And so that's what we'll be doing this week. And we're raising up the next generation of leaders, folks. So these young people are really a cut above. Not because they're special in their education or what. It's really just because they have a calling on their lives to do something big. And they see what's happening in the world, and they want to make a difference. They're not just going to sit back and let it happen and just throw up their arms and say, oh, you know, we're living in the end times. Things are only going to get worse, and we can't change things. Well, they don't believe that. They believe they can. And we give them the tools. We give them the motivation. We give them the fuel. We give them the teaching, apologetics on pro-life and biblical teaching they need to have that strong foundation, that conviction that they need to make this a life pursuit. So we'll be around the city of Columbus next week, and you'll likely be seeing us. The second thing on our agenda is the Operation RNC Ohio statewide tour. And we are doing this in order to set the stage for the Republican National Convention outreach that we're going to be holding from July 13th through the 15th in Cleveland. So starting on June 16th, it'll be June 16 and 17, I'll be traveling the state along with Troy Newman of Operation Rescue and Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition, along with other pro-life organizations in each one of these cities, to hold press conferences to talk about our plans at the Republican National Convention in July. And if you've been listening to the program, you know we have plans to influence the party platform, the pro-life plank to the party platform, to include a defunding of Planned Parenthood. We're asking that the Republican Party stand for defunding Planned Parenthood and reallocating the $550 million to federally accredited health centers rather than Planned Parenthood. And we're not far from getting that done, but we need the Republicans to commit to it publicly in their platform. This isn't about presidential candidates. It's not about the nominee for the Republican Party. We're obviously not interested in that. That's not our mission. Our mission is to change public opinion. And so we'll be out around the state. June 16, we'll be in Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton. June 17, we'll be in Toledo and Cleveland. Folks, you can go to our Facebook page and find out more. We'll be in front of the Planned Parenthood facilities, calling out for the nation to repent for 43 years of unabated child killing, but also calling for the Republican Party to stand tall and true to its historic roots of defending the preborn by defunding Planned Parenthood. So go to our Facebook page, and if you want to find out more about the Mark Harrington Show, go to createdequal.org, and you can listen to us 24/7. God bless you, God bless America, and remember America to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
Createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.